names, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
I'm dealing with a three-door whore.
Four-door.
Four-door.
Fucking train truck.
I'm a four-door, babe.
Your pussy's all hanging out.
Last time I checked, I was finger-fucking myself on the way out.
All right, you're listening to Radio BAM.
I can smell it.
No, Chad, it's true.
I had to clean my cheek off.
I was.
And it was actually the Jess's new song.
That song turned me to fuck on his mouth.
Sure, that's going to boost his sales.
What is it?
Hidden Faces.
Is that Jess's new band?
Yeah.
I was so turned on by... Oh, how about the Sounds concert?
You made out with her.
Oh, yeah, Maya. Fuck yeah.
She's Swedish.
Hot.
Yeah.
Swedish.
Dude, she spreads her pussy apart on stage and it's like...
Apart?
No, her legs apart.
Talking to the microphone if you're going to talk.
She spreads her legs apart on stage with her black fucking sexy panties, so I had to make out with her before I left.
Your daughter was right there.
But Bam finally didn't get a chance to fuck her because I C-blocked them and I kissed her, so...
C-block?
I totally C-blocked you. I cop-blocked you.
I wasn't trying to.
You would have if you had the chance.
That's a bold-faced lie. I made out with her like 7 years ago. Relax.
Babe, believe me. If you could have fucked her, you would have. And I just cop-blocked you.
Maybe you did fuck her. And you just don't know.
She was at my house staying over the whole goddamn day.
But I
wouldn't have invited
too.
You over if I didn't want that.
But I was already staying there with you, so you would have had no... Well, I would have fucked her, too.
I would have just told you to leave.
No, you wouldn't have. You would have fucked her in another room. Remember Natalie that you fucking... like?
If I had a hidden agenda, I would have been like, babe, you have to get out of here because something.
No, but I wouldn't have believed you. But remember when I fucking beat the shit out of you and Natalie? I double punched your face. That's what happened.
It was her birthday.
Oh, Natalie. Oh, I don't even want to thank Bam for paying $1,500 for paying my fucking birthday party. And the next day, I double punch her.
So then I'm making out with her, Chad, and then she walks in and fucking double punches both of us. Poom.
P-Duck, it was big. I double punched and then took a lamp and broke it on her back.
Both
and then
of us.
Took all of her fucking MAC makeup, tore it out, and fucking crushed.
That was $500 worth of makeup.
Who gives a fuck? She's an ugly cunt. She's Amazon.
Amazon.
She's an Amazon.
I don't know what that means.
She's huge.
She's a Sasquatch. I got it.
Yeah. She's huge.
She's huge.
Like, she's huge.
I need a new beer over all this.
Like.
So what about it, dude?
Chad, why do you love Hawaiian Punch? I gotta ask.
I didn't buy that.
Because you're the only one I know that always has Hawaiian Punch at their house.
It's fruity and refreshing.
You really love it?
Sometimes it's like breathing.
I'm not kidding. I really want to know.
It's like...
Hawaiian Punch.
Yeah. It's like, well...
You're the only person
You love it.
Behind.
You're like, every time there's Hawaiian Punch, you're like, ooh, Hawaiian Punch.
Yeah, because you're the only one who has it.
I had birch beer. You were
Chad's in love. Where's Abby?
Can we take this to a Tammy 2?
Okay.
Oh. Jesus.
Tam, we need you at a 2.
Fucking tantastic in here.
Here I go.
Yeah. So I went golfing with Chris Rabb. I haven't seen him in a long, long time. Went golfing with him, and he told me that a dude that we went to school with, who now he was skinny as fuck at the time. Now he's like a full blown steroid bodybuilder. His arms are so big that he can't even reach over to wipe his own ass. He has to have his girlfriend do it. That's a major ass commitment, dude.
Dude, how old?
She must love his ass, literally.
Yeah, this guy's like 230 pounds.
How
you know who it is?
Be.
Can't put his arms down. Can't touch his hips. Like it's
hey, babe.
I gotta take a shit. Can you grab the TP?
Like,
pop that bat pimple for me too.
My Chad, 230 pounds, like picture three. Picture if you had to do that. Like, what? Yo, babe, I'm taking a million ass shit. Come over and fucking like wipe
come
it.
Up
like,
it out.
No. Chad, I told Bam, I said, if you were really, really sick and thrown up one
Tammy,
day.
Tammy, you're not even near a microphone.
Bam. No, I said, maybe.
Get into the mic.
I said, Bam, if
get,
you were really,
like
really sick.
Get
I said, if you were really, really sick one day, and maybe, like, I will do it. But, like, you have to know when you're getting that big, when you can't actually wipe your own ass, like, you have to know you're getting that big, like, you can't wipe your own ass.
He could probably
dozer
wipe it in the front, but that would be, like, shit balls.
That's, yeah, dozer.
Can't.
That's what shitbirds call it. He calls it dozer. And
shitberg?
Shitberg. Yeah, when Tammy wipes her ass back to front, it's called dozer, and you dozer the fucking dirt right
no,
into the pussy.
You can't wipe your ass back to front, ever. Especially a girl, but a boy
yeah,
can't do it.
Let's hope not.
But ew. His dick is probably like 1 inch,
well,
too, because he's on steroids.
No, I think it shrinks your balls, but I wouldn't know.
Oh, by the way, Bam was whipping my ass and dick yesterday.
He was licking your ass and
no,
dick?
My day, no,
my dick.
I'm sorry. Bam was fucking whipping my...
I found this whip.
That's
a
secret.
He found the whip on a fucking nail.
And so I just grab it and start whacking her ass
with
it.
He's in my pussy.
Next thing you know, I make her...
He's making me
she's
suck
sucking
the
end of the whip, and then the leather from the thing.
As I'm done,
her whole
beat
mouth is like black and blue.
I'm smacking my face with it, my tits, and he goes, "Oh, babe." He's like, "Oh."
Talking to the mic.
I go, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And he goes, "Oh, babe." He goes, "Wipe your fucking mouth." I go, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" I have leather fucking things all over my mouth and like my chin, my face.
Ew. You're gross.
Dude.
I was kind of digging it.
But how about, wait. Cleveland
you're
brought
a dirty
back.
Rock star.
No, listen. Cleveland brought back this hot ass girl there tonight and
what
passed
it, what,
the fuck.
What was,
no.
her, what was her name?
No.
Bunny or.
She was hot.
Barbie?
Dude.
Was her name Barbie?
She was hot.
He always does this.
But dude, he fucking passed out on her.
No, he dipped out.
This is the same girl that he. That he got too drunk and he farted his way up the stairs.
Is that the same girl?
Yeah. Now she comes over for the second time and he gets too wasted.
The hot
he
blonde?
Just, he passes out on
yes.
the couch.
Yes.
Barbie. I seen him at Alibis with her. And,
he passed
and
the fuck
her.
Out.
She's married. He ain't getting no play. She's there to hang out.
So how about this?
You think so?
Dude, I watched him kiss her on the lips while her husband was like turned around. And she was.
Are you serious?
Yeah, at Alibis, Michael. and she was
she's
not
married.
It. Yes, she's hottie, right?
Does he know this?
Yeah, her husband. Yeah,
what
he's
the
like,
fuck?
He's like, dude, I leaned in and kissed
yeah,
her right
they're
in
both
front.
Out front, right out front of Alibis. Dude's right behind her. He's or sorry, behind him. He kisses her real quick and then turns around. He's like, yo, is he looking?
No, no way. No, here's
God
an embarrassing story.
And he knows this.
Yeah, well, yeah, I watched him lean in, kiss her, and then she, like, gave me this look, like, did that just happen? You just kissed me? And I'm like, well, I thought you guys were, like, you know, doing things.
She's been at the house, like, 3 times.
Ooh.
3 nights in a row.
Oh, what's her name? Sarah?
No,
is it?
It's Barbie. Was like, he holding a guitar while he was sleeping?
Probably.
No, here's the best. Bam, I wake up. I'm like, Bam's gone. I walk downstairs. It's Barbara and Azriel. I see the Hummer leave. I want to kill myself because I'm like, where the fuck did Bam go? 15 minutes later, comes back. I hear click, 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 another girl. So another girl sits beside Bam. I come down the steps, and she's like, oh, should
we
I...
We can't hear you, Tam.
No, she goes, oh, should I move over? I'm like, yeah, bitch, now. Like, was totally trying to fuck Bam as I was sleeping.
How do you know this?
Last time I checked, every girl... Because
she never tried.
Bam, the fact that she jumped in the car with you was rude.
I said that I was going to get smokes at Wawa because I was sober and I woke up. And then she's like, I'm coming with you. I'm like, fine,
she
I don't
wanted
know.
To blow him.
I don't even know what her
fuck
name
him.
Fucking was.
5 minutes later, she left... She could have fucking went and got cigarettes while she left on the way home.
I don't know.
Why did she try to
was?
Fuck you? No.
She didn't want to fuck him. She wanted to suck his dick.
You just don't know how to fucking say no, is what you know.
Well, she never made
to a
an attempt.
Who does?
Well, she was ugly anyway. Her name's Asia.
Asia. Is she Asian?
She's Barbie's best friend, like, and her name's Asia.
What the fuck, Tammy? What is that?
Tam, all you're making Chad do is more work, because now he has to cut out shit.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chad. I won't say names.
No, you're not sorry, because you're doing it.
I'm going to go to a 2.
A Tammy 2.
What's a Tammy 2?
It's probably like an 8 right for now. Most people.
Oh. And I'm 40 now, and I'm a fucking official cougar, so Bam is way too old for me. 32, 25 and under.
Her ex-boyfriend called her last night, and I answered Bam the phone.
Oh, excitement.
Did he like that? What did he say? Did you say hi? Is it Bam Margera?
I don't even really remember. What did I say?
Bam goes, hey. He goes, where's Tammy? He goes, oh, this is Bam. This is fucking Eddie. And Bam's like, oh, yeah, this is fucking Bam. I'm fucking Tammy so fucking good, and you fucking want to kill yourself, don't you? And he goes, you know what? Whatever, do you think you're so fucking cool? He goes, I don't think I'm cool. You think I'm cool. But I'm fucking your ex-girlfriend. I'm fucking her so good. And so fuck you. And he goes,
I love
no,
saying
dude,
that to guys.
I might be a fucking... And he's explaining himself. I might be a guy that lives at home with my mom, but I'm still better than you. And he goes,
hold on, so he admitted to being a fucking loser.
Yeah, no, he did.
Did I argue with him?
I might live at home with my mom. But...
I did?
Oh.
I honestly don't even remember talking
babe,
to him.
Babe, I know. But you were like, I dare you to fucking call her again or to come in town. We're in town. I will fucking degrade you. And he was like, no, Bam, I might live at home with my mom, but I'm still a better guy than you ever fucking be. That's what I am. Yeah. And Bam was like, Bam just started screaming, laughing. Bam was like, you live at home still with your mom. You're fucking 25. Do you hear yourself?
25.
Bam?
You dated somebody who was 25? He's 25?
She's a 3-door whore.
Four-door.
Oh, I'm sorry, 4-door.
So you like him young, your daughter likes
but
him old.
But guess what?
Where's the happy medium?
Whoa. But guess what? Bam's too old for me now.
That's true.
I'm a cougar now, so it's 25 and
a
under.
A cougar means, it, yeah.
25 and under.
I'm 32 now.
Bam's old. He's doomed.
I'm Cougar Town.
I'm too old for you.
Brought to you by
Bam.
Tammy.
Bam, you're too old for me.
What am I going to do?
I know you're going to do it for
Tammy,
all this.
You don't have an age. Stop
man.
Lying.
Bam,
I'm sipping on a drink over all this.
Bam, you're too old for me now, baby. I'm going to dump your ass so fucking quick. I'm just kidding. I love
what,
you.
What, for somebody at BJ Swellahan?
Wait a minute. We went to PJ Wellhands last night. Wait.
Wait, when she was at PJ's, you were getting a BJ.
Yeah, remember when you were working at PJ's, I was getting a BJ.
And that's the truth.
Don't say it's the truth.
It's the total truth. That's not even a joke.
It's only like 8.
Don't lie.
It's only
no,
like
last
just
night we were PJ Wellhands.
Do you're in loser mom denial?
No, I'm not loser mom. I'm a mom.
You
denial.
Really are.
Well, how about don't say loser. How about say mom denial?
All right, you're in mom denial.
Okay.
He totally is.
I don't want to think about it, Bam. Don't be a fucking dick.
Because you're in mom denial.
Here, let me paint you a picture.
Loser mom
Bam,
denial.
If you had a daughter that was 18.
Let me paint you a picture.
You would never want to know that she was fucking.
Do you think that P-Duck's 20, how old are you?
28.
He's 28 years old, and he's staying at your house for 1 week. Do you think that he's not banging out your daughter, you idiot?
Your daughter and Doc are home alone. You walk in, his arms around her on the couch.
I work so much. I work 12-hour days.
Why do you think I did all that laundry?
Wait a minute. P-Duck actually...
He's telling you right
but
now
listen,
that he did.
I actually, like... P-Duck ruined
me so much.
Do
you still not believe this?
No, but listen to me. P-Duck ruined me so much where, like, I was like, P-Duck's leaving? Like, why is he going back to Philly? Like, I'm like, I do love him. I hate him.
Because when you come home, everything's all vacuumed and all nice.
I gotta clean up, dude.
Her panty drawer's all folded up.
You understand? Like, P-Duck's so like, my panties.
I definitely washed all of her panties.
No, but like, I grew to love P-Duck.
With body wash, because they had no detergent. No detergent, no kitty litter, no toilet paper, no
body. Do you not think that
you
didn't bang
up? No. Bam, please just stop.
It's a mere fact.
Bam, stop saying it.
It's true.
I know it.
He lived at your house for a week.
Bam.
In her bed. In her bed.
Tammy sent me in her room, so I...
Oh, actually, one night, I did wake up.
What do you think they were doing? Cuddling?
Yes.
Okay, you're dumb.
Is that what we call it nowadays?
Production, yes or no?
What do you think? Are you serious?
Don't forget.
He doesn't even have to say yes or no because the answer is
like. You did the effing of the jazzy?
What?
You did the effing of the jazzy?
Of the vajazzlin? Yeah, but probably.
More than once.
But you're like a boy and she's a baby.
She's 18.
She's a girl and I'm a boy and we fucked.
Her vagina was
more than once.
Did you hurt her pussy?
I mean, you fail. But yeah, I did.
Did you hurt it? Because
I was like, I'm going to break your back. She's like, I want you to break my back. Break it.
Did you?
She said, I want you to pick me up and throw me through that glass
did
table.
You do
I was
backwards
like, that's kind of weird.
Girl?
Yeah, you kicked the door open while I was doing it.
She did backwards.
Yeah. Mm.
I remember I did walk in one day, and they were under covers, and they all of a sudden they like got under covers, and they were sitting there, and I was like, what's going on? Like,
how do you feel about that?
Did you catch them red-handed?
Yeah,
no, she probably asked Jazlyn, is he a good fuck? You probably did, I bet.
No, I didn't.
Liar. Look at this. Look at her face. Look at her face.
Are you a good
You're
fuck?
You were a lot. Of course. Why do you think she keeps coming back for seconds, Jazlyn. Thirds, fourth?
Dude,
she's like,
listen,
like
stop,
a fat kid at a buffet
me,
line.
Listen to me. It's funny sometimes, isn't it? It's now not getting funny. And bam, you stop fucking laughing.
I think it's hilarious. Because how can you not get it? If he stayed at your house with Jazlyn in the same bed for 1 week and you don't think that they fucked, you're stupid.
You walked in on them, they're under the covers.
Stupid.
I just don't want to think about it, Bam.
She just doesn't want to.
Because you're in loser mom.
I told you, I'll paint you a picture.
No, because I'm a mother.
She had a new tattoo, and I didn't want to mess the scabs up, so she had to do everything like where we didn't touch as much. So, like, okay. Reverse cowgirl.
I'm
going like,
to punch in your face right now, Peter. I'm going to punch in your face. I'm going to come over there and punch in your face.
And then kiss me right afterwards, right?
But I did grow a lot of P-Docs, so now man. No, I did. He was so good. Because
he vacuums your house.
No, but he would be like.
She didn't even have a vacuum. I had to go get one.
No, he bought me one.
You bought one?
No, she paid for it. I just vacuumed.
It.
There's so much cat hair.
Well, either way, you did it.
Yeah.
No, but here's the thing.
I can't live in that.
He'd be like, Tam, we're going to come up and see you for lunch. He would come and see me for lunch with Killian, like, hanging out with me. And it's like such a good guy. Like. He's such a good guy.
I'm only a jerk.
Well, that's
50%
a good thing because
time.
He just banged out your
yeah. Well, that did happen.
You know that. Look at me.
I am looking
you
at you.
You know that has happened.
Stop it, Bam.
You're still in denial. You're like, nah, I don't think it did. Yes, it did. I've heard it from both of them.
You heard it from Jazlyn?
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Jazlyn told you.
She tells me everything.
I know, but she told you that?
She tells me everything. And then P-Duck told me too.
Oh my God.
Kinda happened.
Let me kill myself right now.
Kill yourself. You're sitting here with no shirt on.
There's no knife.
And I can
here.
See your boobs.
I have
your tits
and like
are
I
out.
Said, your daughter's boobs are definitely nicer.
Well, ooh. She's 18.
They're just bigger.
But you know what though? Guess what?
They're just bigger.
My tits are like most 20-year-olds sagging right now. Yeah. My tits
well,
are firm. That,
well,
yeah. Oh, they're firm. Less of my shots.
All right, well.
Less of my shots are fucking firm.
Talk to the mic if you're going to talk. What?
Bam. Stop it. I'm not I love my daughter. She's fucking good.
I know
great
you got
tip.
Fucking 28 pictures of her in the house. It's kind of
weird.
Why?
Wait. Bam. He goes, I think
weird.
It's so creepy that you have so many pictures of your daughter.
You know what's... Why'd you say that the picture of my eye in her house is fucking creepy?
Because she's dating you. Why the fuck does she want a painting of you on the wall staring at her? Because
some chick made me.
Because you didn't even want
a painting
it.
Of my eye. No, I gave it to her because
no,
she said
I
she liked
it. No, I said I want it. But P-Doc goes, that is the creepiest fucking picture I've ever seen in my fucking life. Yeah. He was like, take it the fuck down. Then he goes, my mom doesn't even have one picture of me in her house.
Yeah.
Why do you have 5 pictures of Giles in your house?
5? There's 28, and in her room, which is even more weird, there's 5 pictures
where do
on the
you
solo.
Sleep? Because her bed is so goddamn small. It's like this big, like 4 feet.
In her.
Wait, we're not talking about that.
Do you sleep
stop
with
it.
Her or in the other
no,
bed?
We're
talking
actually,
about pictures,
I actually
bam.
Just slept on the floor.
Bam.
I want to know this.
No,
I kind of don't like sleeping next to girls. They fucking make my arm all like
do you sleep
like,
in the same bed? You fit in that?
Oh, I could, yeah.
Well, do you?
You get
don't
connected.
You?
Like,
he doesn't
connects.
Sleep in... No.
God.
Which one?
God. Fit. I made it fit.
Can I kill myself right now on fucking radio?
Well, if you really want to kill
yourself,
oh, yeah,
yourself,
fuck
you, baby. Babe.
Go
back
to Chad's house all
I
the way down there.
Throat.
You have to get a knife.
I just sliced
shut
my
the
throat.
Fuck up.
Babe, he saw me naked one morning, too, because we have conjoining rooms. He saw me naked bathroom. He saw me naked walking through. Like I was.
You're
like,
naked right the fuck now. Tammy, I got pictures of you sucking on dildos. Just because I'm fucking your daughter, all of a sudden you think you're gonna play maternity in front of me? What, are you serious? Faction.
Sorry.
I mean, for real, you're like, oh, he saw me. You're nude right now.
Damn, he saw me nude. You're nude right now. You have a jacket on and your tits are hanging out.
I literally woke up and like, walking through the bathroom and I'm like totally naked, just like.
Oh, I just rolled away real quick.
He rolled the other way, but he was on a different mattress. He wasn't in Jasmine's bed.
How do you know that?
Because he was on another mattress on the floor. Yeah. I saw him.
Well, yeah.
How do you know that he didn't jump up there when you left?
Oh, as soon as I heard that, I was like, boom.
He's telling you.
Right on.
Tammy, he's telling you now.
She was at work that day anyway.
As soon as you left the room, he jumped up into Jasmine's bed.
Is that a rhetorical question?
Did you really do that to me?
What?
Fuck yeah, he did that. Why wouldn't he?
Not actually that day. Maybe another day. I don't know. Not sure.
Pizza.
It all blended together. I was just, it was a drunken blur.
You better not smack her ass or do anything wrong.
Dude, she's, it's actually kind of creepy, some of the things she says, because the same shit comes out of your mouth.
Is she wild in the bedroom?
The same shit comes out of her mouth.
Is she wild in the
bedroom? As her mother's mouth. It's kind of weird, but.
And you know what comes
you're
in her
doomed.
And my daughter is so fucking hot, I'm gonna do it myself.
You're doomed.
I was doing my P90X with her. I was getting my ab workout in.
Bam, punch me in the face.
Are her tits really bigger than yours?
Hell yeah.
No, look.
Are you guys
bit,
using right? protection?
Like,
no.
They're not
you're
using
doomed, Tim.
I'm kidding. That was low blow. Low blow.
Wait, tell them what Chris Rabb told you the story about today. About the condom.
Oh, yeah. So I went golfing with Rab today, and he told me that his buddy caught...
Did you bring Tammy with you?
No,
it was just me and Rab. And he told me that one of his best friends walked downstairs to catch his wife
banging out
his best friend. And wait, that's a whole different story.
That's a whole different story, yeah.
Then somebody else was banging out. And he finds a condom in his wife's...
He goes, what is this? The guy was like, what the fuck is this? And reached all the way up on her pussy and pulled out a condom. And the wife was like...
How do you explain yourself?
Like, what do you say? Like, there's a condom in your pussy, but I'm your husband and we never use condoms. What do you do?
What do you say, Chad?
Your husband has a pussy?
No, what do you say if you find that?
You find a condom in your wife's pussy.
You don't say anything, you leave.
You find
a condom in your husband's pussy. You got more.
That's like being caught red-handed big time.
Chad, you find a condom in your wife's pussy.
Why is there
a condom? What do you do?
Man.
It's called
respectfully cheating.
He was respectfully cheating.
At least she was trying.
The dude, she was trying to be like.
Well, you know the reason why the condom was in there, because she's obviously fucking some dude that wants to be with her, and he left that motherfucker in there so that he would find it. It was a total setup.
Someone said you can smell if there's a condom in your pussy.
Yeah, you can. It smells like latex.
Can you really?
Well, Tammy, we know that you can't smell. A condom in your pussy.
Well, I can smell Bam's dirty dick. I say at least wash your dick before you come home and fuck me. That hasn't happened in quite a few times.
What, that he didn't wash it?
Oh, yeah.
You were supposed to use your mouth.
Well,
he went golfing. They got the little wash.
I know, that's all I did.
But here's the best story.
I went golfing with Rat.
Tell the best friend of Rat about
fucking. And he washed his balls.
No, but tell the wife story.
I just did, woman.
No, you said he came downstairs and found his wife.
Stop, Tamatan.
I already told it.
Listen, but if Bam...
She's talking in circles,
no,
Chad. What do
but,
I do about
but
this?
But if Bam doesn't at least wash his dick before he comes home, it's so disgusting because... Because
you
Bam
know that there was tons of pussy on it.
Bam might be fucking the girl in L.A., but at the same time, if he's out with that girl and he goes, oh, I think you're kind of pretty, he'll go and fuck that girl at the same time. So now his dick's dirty from the L.A. girl... And then the other like, girl. And then he comes in and I'm like...
And what about you? What are you?
I'm like...
Is dick's not dirty from you?
Oh, I don't fuck anybody else, so... Like,
yeah, but being that he fucks
I'm
so
dumb.
Many, it's like... That's how the past works.
Now that I'm 40, everybody. Swish. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Tam is 40.
Wait, you're 40. That means you need to bang out 40 dudes.
Oh, I need to bang out 40 dudes.
In one day?
No, not one day, because I want to enjoy it.
How do we have people sign up on a list?
Can we make a list?
Can we do it online, Chad?
They can hit me up on
Twitter. I don't think you'd like that, dude.
Chad, is that possible?
No, Bam wouldn't like it. Chad, tell him.
Maybe he would.
He's playing around to see how far you're going to take
it. You know why? Because I was fucking around saying I was going to... I go. Oh, I can't wait to fucking fuck Christian from Split Decision.
Trying to find a reason to leave you.
And he goes this. He goes, Tammy, as soon as you meet Christian from Split Decision, I'm going to go... He put his hand in front of
my I actually liked him because Split he decision. Knew everything about CKY.
No, Chad, Split Decision.
Yeah, and he came up to me after the concert was done. He came up, he was like, dude, he told me all about every CKY, everything. I was like, right on, man, cool. Like, it was good.
No, Chad, he was
ready to be like...
Yeah, he was ready to be like, I'm fucked. The guy beside me goes, why do you get to feel every girl's tits that walks by? I go, because I'm Tantan. I can do whatever the fuck I want. And the guy goes,
for some reason, Chad, I'm not kidding. What? I'm not kidding. Every girl that works by, that walks by, that
kidding?
She doesn't even know, she'll just grab their titties and be like, yeah, girl.
And they're like, yeah.
And they let it happen.
Yeah.
So we're walking by Landmark. You remember that? She walks by, there's three girls come out. They're trying to take a picture of you.
Yeah.
Their tits are all out. She's grabbing them, licking them, biting them. You and I start walking away.
She tried to follow me.
No. You were still up front of Landmark while Bam and I were across the street making out with a girl. Got a little carried away, but she definitely wanted to come
out. I was making out with a girl.
Carried away in what way?
Oh, they started, they kissed for the.
But you know who I'm banging out? I'm banging out Jen. Listen, she has shaved sides hair.
She wears hair. Skrillex haircut?
Yo.
She works at Alibis.
She says she's going to give me
Well, she's a masseuse.
Well, guess what? She's giving me and
Why don't she give you a massage going
she's
wrong?
She's giving us both one. And then I go, if I can eat your pussy, I said, you can't fuck Bam, but I'll let him jerk off on you because I'm going to eat your pussy and fuck you with my dildo. That's who I'm fucking out. Oh, she's hot, dude.
No, she isn't. She got a shaved head.
No, but there's something dirty. She's dirty hot.
She's dirty hot?
Not
just like how you like it,
Yeah,
huh?
But she's dirty hot, just like I like it. Bam, you know, bam.
What about a PJ Swellahans?
So if I wasn't with you,
girls?
You would fuck her.
Huh?
Oh, I have two birthday presents coming to me. Two girls.
From Swellahans.
Two girls at PJ Wellhands are banging
out. Swellahans.
Jen Gibson. Yeah, girl. My girlfriend Jen Gibson's gonna fuck me out for my birthday present.
Great.
Do I get to watch
your birthday already passed?
Do I not get that present?
It's still a present. Oh yeah, you can watch. You can't touch. You can jerk off if you want. Well, Bam. Well, me and Bam were at we were in AC and we saw Sebastian Bach and his wife is.
Does your daughter listen to this show?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Like, listen, Sebastian Bach and his wife. His wife
the
is so fucking
of the mother
hot.
Of your award.
No. His,
Listen, though.
No, listen. We came back. Sebastian Bach was fucking his wife. I'm eating his pussy. Bam's at this jerk-off guy. Wait, the guy goes, knock, knock, knock.
Is that true?
Here's wine.
Dude, it's so true.
Yeah, it's so
and you were jerking off watching?
No, listen. She just goes...
I don't think they're married anymore.
Tammy...
No, they're not.
Tammy just says, goddamn, girl, you're hot as hell. Like, I wanna do this and I want to do that. And then Sebastian Bach is like, well, let's do it. And I'm like, all right, fine.
Minutes.
And really? He's like, well, what room are we going to?
You guys doing some drugs or something?
Mm-hmm.
No, we were just sipping
we
on
just
drinks.
We just walked down to the appearance. And
next
said,
thing you know.
I want to fuck your wife out.
Next
guys,
thing you know, she's eating her out. And Sebastian Bach's getting blowed by his
this.
Wife. And
goes,
I'm sitting there jacking
he
off
goes,
to
hi,
it all.
Hi, I'm Sebastian Bach. I said, I know you are. I go, I love your wife more. And she goes, me? I go, I think you're so fucking beautiful. I go, I
Isn't
but,
he real old?
Yeah, but dude, his wife's body is so fucking on the chain. I go, I want to fuck your wife so fucking bad. He goes, let's go do it. Done. Whole parents going on. And then the guy comes up delivering the wine, and Bam goes, get out of there. Just get out of there. Just give us the one. He's like this. What? He's like.
Didn't you have to sign it naked?
Oh, I just signed it. I just signed it naked. I go, get out of here. Like, whatever. But.
Like, the dude opens up the door.
And you're jerking off in the corner.
And everybody's naked. And then she's like, fuck. Oh, and then she just signs it all like, naked.
He was banging his wife out. So he's got a huge dick. Huge.
Oh, how intriguing.
No, I was kind of jealous.
No, yeah. No, he was banging the fucking shit out. So I just ate her pussy, and I was fine eating her pussy, but Bam was a jerk-off guy in the corner.
I was a creepy jerk-off guy.
You're the creepy jerk-off, dude.
I just wanted to see you
should have stood behind
thing.
The corner,
Bam
or behind
goes,
the curtain.
Bam's like, baby, I go, do you want to get in? Because she was like, Bam, come here. And Bam was like, no, I'm just going to like lie.
I didn't know if you were going to be fucking mad or not or something.
I would never be mad as long as you're not putting your dick in.
Well, she's like, Bam, come here. And then I do that, and you're like, what the fuck?
No, but
like,
Bam, as long as
I'd rather just stay here.
Yeah, but you can eat pussy because you love eating pussy. You eat everybody's pussy. A dirty whore off the street. You eat the pussy.
Did you get fucked by Sebastian?
Oh, no. I was so fucking mad.
Wow.
I'm so mad. He came. Well, no, no.
You're my girlfriend. I
he
knocked
came,
your teeth
he
out.
He came on her whack. Fucking pussy in my face.
Are we allowed to talk about this on the radio?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if you get this detail.
Wow.
But Bam being a creepy jerk.
I'm fine with it.
I mean, it is true, but
Sirius
can we talk about this?
Sirius can figure that one out. I'm not sure.
But Bam,
good luck, Sirius.
You being a creepy jerk-off guy, he was like,
because I didn't know if you were going to be fucking mad if I would have done anything.
Here's Bam.
You know what I mean? If some other girl is sitting there like, Bam, come over here, and then all of a sudden I do.
It's fair game.
Yeah, but if I'm already fucking, but here's the thing. Yeah. As long as you don't put your penis
in... You're all adults.
But no, as long as you're not putting your penis in another girl's pussy.
What about in her ass?
Like Natalie. Like,
I didn't know there was all these
what about
rules.
What about the ass,
like,
the mouth?
When I had to double punch you, Natalie, like, you can't do that. You can't do that to me because I'm your friend. But we don't even know them. But you can eat her pussy at all you want. Just don't fuck her. Eat her pussy.
Wait, I could not kiss her, but I could eat her out, but I can't fuck...
No, eat her pussy.
But he can't...
Chad, listen to that.
Come here, girl. Can I just eat your pussy for a little while?
Listen to what you're saying.
No, you can't.
It gets confusing.
You can't put your dick in her, but you can eat her pussy.
Write this down.
But I could eat her out, but I can't French her?
No, you can't French her or...
It's too confusing.
Yeah.
That's way too confusing.
Why is that confusing?
It is.
You just can't put your dick in her.
And I can't French her, but I could eat her out?
I'm lost.
Because kissing...
We're all
like
lost.
Kissing,
this whole radio show
wait,
is lost.
Kissing is intimate. Nah. Kissing is intimate. Kissing is intimate. Like...
You were kissing girls a second ago, you told me. That's intimate, right?
No, nah, not for me.
So it's different
no,
for
each
No,
but a girl
person.
Kissing Bam is different. A girl
know.
Kissing Bam is so different because...
Why? Isn't that... It, didn't on your show, didn't you kiss like some 85-year-old woman just to do it?
Who?
Who, me?
Yeah, on one of the TV shows, and you kissed like some 65-year-old woman.
You did?
I saw it when I was on Tammy's
what
couch.
What show was it?
When I was on Tammy's couch,
when
fuck
I was on I really was. You put the show on.
I'm not, did I?
Yeah, whatever, yeah. It was something with
well,
Bam in
all
there.
All of a sudden, Jasmine goes, why do you want to watch this? I never saw it. It was Jackass 2.
No, it wasn't. I think it was Unholy Union.
Was it? Oh, that's right.
I
made out with Missy's mom.
Bam.
See?
It was your I never saw it, and Jasmine goes, why are you going to watch this?
It was Missy's mom.
I go, I want to see the demise of this. And it was like...
Look at them eyes.
Three shows in, you could already see that there was demise. It was, and Jasmine goes, why are you going to watch this? I go.
No, I said that. I don't even think she was there.
Wait a minute. You're at Tammy's house.
Alone.
Sitting there with Jasmine with your arm around.
No, he's not.
And you're all watching Bam's on
Holy
Union.
No. Jasmine's at work.
Wait a minute.
Tammy has it on. Tammy has it on.
So Tammy wants to watch it and you're sitting there.
No, and I said, yo, why are you putting this on? I was like, this is getting a little upset.
Yes.
So how long did you watch it for?
I saw you make out with an old lady. I don't know.
It was Missy's mom.
He got me.
Was she good at kissing?
He got me a bottle of wine. He goes, Tim, Tim.
This was like a 3 in the afternoon.
Dude, I was tammered by like 5 because I was so upset.
When are you not tammered?
Only when I'm not with you. When I'm with you, I'm tammered.
Chad, I'm not kidding.
You were tammered when I was
today when she woke up, she goes, I'm not drinking for a week. I go, bullshit. You'll be drinking in 1 hour. 45 minutes worth of limoncello. She orders a goddamn.
So you were wrong.
Yeah.
It was 45 minutes.
But it was
45 like minutes later, vodka and
I gotta tell you a nice thing. We ate, we had salad and like pasta, like, and we were hanging
out. And,
like,
and four vodka and clubs. What's your point?
Whatever, Bam.
Wah, wah, wah.
Bam.
What?
At least I got you to eat because you don't ever fucking eat. At least got you to eat. He doesn't eat. He only eats when I'm with him. Where's Yellow Wolf all over all this?
Oh, we could play songs. Yeah. But I don't
Let's play songs.
Wait, whose iPod is that?
I don't have any.
Whose is that? Is that P-Ducks?
No, that's mine.
No,
if it is, that means it's all probably rap.
There's nothing on there. We don't want to hear rap anymore.
Well, what do you want to hear?
Too much rap.
Plasmatics.
Getting complaints.
Have a beer.
Yeah, right. Definitely
we're getting complaints.
We're getting complaints, dude. Much rap.
I think beer sucks.
Well, then don't drink it, then.
I hate it.
P-Duck has vodka in the back of his...
I have vodka up here. I brought rape van. It's the Baltimore rape van.
Is that the van he fucks in, has new bed?
That's where your granddaughter's going to live.
Wait, my what?
That's where your granddaughter's going to live.
Jocelyn says, let's take a road trip. I said, yeah, sure.
She wants to take a road trip?
Yeah. How about
P-Duck goes...
Not Tam Tam.
What if Jocelyn wants to take a road trip?
No, but P-Duck said... Bam,
what are you going to do?
No, but P-Duck goes, if I marry Jocelyn, you're going to be my father-in-law. And P-Duck goes, bam. I'll never listen to your word you say. And Bam goes, I'm the boss, right?
I am the boss.
You're the boss.
If we have a kid, you'd be Grand Bam.
I'm the big time boss. Hey, I'll be even more of a boss.
Grand Bam over there. I mean, you guys are old enough, right?
If you have kids together, Bam is such a boss, you'll want to kill yourself.
I might be coming up sooner than you think.
Big time boss.
Missed.
Don't even fuck with
me.
Dude,
she's late like a curfew right now.
Jocelyn is?
She's not home.
Where's the phone?
Call her up on speaker. Here, I have a phone. I have your phone and my phone.
Yeah, I'm joking.
Call Jocelyn right now.
Do you have speakerphone on your thing?
No, I have a fucking flip phone.
I don't know.
He does.
No, you do? I do too. Hold on.
Can I have my phone?
Relax.
We've all got our number.
Chad, you said...
We all have her number.
How come everyone goes, oh, we all have our number? Because
like, they like her more than they like you. It's weird.
Okay.
Not me.
What?
Not Give me. Cares. I love you.
Huh?
Bam loves you.
I love Bam. I'm not sure. Asshole. He's an asshole.
An asshole?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, Radio Bam.
28.
Sean, 20.
I think it's 41 now.
As if, oh yeah, fuck it, Red Band, Faction 41. Or 52, whatever it is.
Yeah, either way, it don't matter, you're listening.
It's at Production 13 on Twitter. That's where you can sign up for the list of Fuck Tammy.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
She's 40,
first 40 guys 40 in free.
I need to fuck 40 dudes now because I'm 40, so
first
sign up.
40 guys
in
free.
Chad, you know what?
What?
I went out to piss right outside here. And I fell off your fucking...
Oh, yeah. That was a while ago.
I fell off the thing 5 feet right to my face. And nobody even was there to see it.
What happened?
I fell so hard. And there was nobody there to laugh at me.
You
I was like...
The ledge.
It hurt so bad. I was taking a piss and I leaned over and fell right to my fucking face.
Ew, did you fall in your piss?
I fell into my piss, yes.
The power of love, the feeling of hope, that we become one together. We conquer.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a boner. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up, faction.
Can't wait to listen to this and all of her little friends.
Do you realize that you're a grown man? That fucking girl's a little fucking girl.
She's little.
Do you realize that?
She is little.
But she is 18.
Oh my gosh.
She's 18.
I'm gonna throw a fucking beer.
Why are you so mad? I'll come over and do your dishes.
If you throw a beer bottle at Chad's house, that's majorly rude.
Dude.
I'm just
She's a little fucking girl. And all right. You're a fucking man.
All right, Tommy. We
he got just
it.
Got his studio fixed. Leave him alone.
But, Chad.
Why are you giving me dirty looks? 2 minutes ago, you were co-signing it, and now you're, like, going all manic. What are you, bipolar? Jesus. A minute ago, you were like, oh, I love you, P-Duck. It's cool if you fuck my daughter.
No,
now it's like, nah.
I didn't say it's cool if I went to her, but I said, I don't tell that bitch she isn't a fucking
What do you want me to do about it? You're her mother. I can't
now
tell
it's on my
do.
Phone.
Well, if you're banging around all of a sudden, let me, like...
It totally is.
I guess I got my
more
swagger.
Than 10 times.
White she is a little
swag.
Girl. She just turned 18.
Well, you banged her out more than 10 times. That's a mere fact.
I left swag stains all over the crib.
Wait, what?
There's swag stains all over the crib.
Right? White boy swag everywhere.
Did you fuck up my bed because
no,
I saw a white...
I would never do that. That's a lie. And tell you. No, I would never do it. I would never, never, ever, ever. I definitely didn't do that.
Abby, you have big tits.
It looks like they're from Nepal.
It's Rudy and Tits.
You have big tits.
Rudy and
Tits. Killian.
It's Rudy and Tits.
You're in a radio show. Hold on, Bam. Hold on.
Why did you...
Talk to Bam. You're in a radio show because Jasmine's not a fucking answering. Hold on.
What
hang
does
on,
that
hang
mean?
On.
It's our best friend, Jasmine.
I know. Hold on. Killian.
Hey, what's up?
Where's Jasmine?
Jasmine is at the house, I believe, or with Cliff.
Why is she not picking up the phone then?
I don't know. Do you want me to call her?
Tammy's word is sick.
Don't. Oh, man.
Fine.
Tammy's word is sick.
Three-way.
Hold that back.
Killian, tell her to put the fuck up. Killian, are you banging at your boyfriend in Penn State?
Tammy.
Are you?
Talking to the mic.
Killian, are you banging at your boyfriend in Penn State? Killian, I love you like a daughter. Are you banging at your boyfriend in Penn State?
What do you think?
Oh!
See?
Oh!
See?
Killian!
Everybody gives you the same answer.
Kill you.
What do you think? Everybody gives
tell
you the same
Jasmine
answer.
Tell right now to call Bam's phone because I'm going to kick her in the ass.
So do you think P-Duck's banging at his what do you think?
No. Well, P-Duck's here, Killian, so he tells me that he's banging Jasmine outside.
Killian, she totally is. She told me, and P-Duck told me. They both did. It's true.
It is. I'll be the third party for that one.
Radio Bam,
what is it?
Faction.
Killian, I'll kill you.
Are you going to kill me?
I can't allow this to go on anymore.
What are you going
to
do?
You want me to call
Dad one? Yeah, yo, dude, wait, Killian, how do you bang out your boyfriend? Backwards cowgirl or like doggy style?
Oh my God, I'm going to call Dad one.
Wait, Killian, tell me right now, name one way besides missionary.
Wait, what? I can't hear you.
How do you fuck your boyfriend out? Backwards cowgirl or doggy style?
All of the above.
Wow.
Killian, you're dead when you come home to me. Call Jasmine right now and tell her to call Bam's fan, but you're dead.
Tell her not to pick
right,
up.
I will.
Killian's dead.
You're dead meat when you come
home. Phone. Mom, I'm on the phone.
You're dead meat.
All right, Jasmine's calling. All right.
I heard that.
Bye, Kevin. I'm playing a song over all this.
Yeah.
Draw me a door.
till I get through, 'cause I'm holding out for you. Am I the only one to say, hey, you're playing with my delirium, and the longer I wait, the harder I'm gonna fall. Stop playing with my delirium, 'cause I'm out of my head and out of my self-control.
Freestyle,
Peter. Hold up, I just did a song over top of that Adele beat. There's a fire burning in my... Come on,
okay, dude.
Hold on.
She shouldn't have picked
Jasmine's gone.
Wowzers.
God.
Awkward.
Hey, baby. Mama, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Nothing. Chill at the house.
Well, Bam's doing a radio show, and you're on air right now, so... What the fuck are you doing not answering my phone call?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, Bam has a couple questions.
Behind the microphone, Dempsey.
Closer.
What are your questions, Bam?
I didn't have any questions. I was wondering why she didn't answer the phone.
Well, Bam was mad that you didn't answer the phone, but they're talking about you having sex and getting pissed.
You're talking about it. You're the one bringing it up.
She's, I know.
She's 18, right? So.
What? What'd you say?
She's an adult.
What are you saying this time?
I'm saying that you're not having sex. Bam tells me I'm in mom.
What do you think, Tammy? Come on.
You're in mom mode.
You're in mom mode. Say?
Mom mode
That's
means
the same thing as
loser
what do you
mom
think?
Denial mode.
Bam tells me I'm in loser mom mood.
It's true.
Loser mom mood, you are, I agree.
See? Now you hear it from your daughter.
Singer.
Now you hear
Singer.
Now you hear it from me.
Jaslyn, I fucking love you, and I'll fucking stab someone in the throat.
Jaslyn said, zinger.
Wait, P-Duck's right here. I'm going to fucking stab you in your throat.
There's a fire.
Jaslyn, who are you with right now? Jaslyn, who are you with?
Oh, Eric Kurtz.
With Kevin and Clint.
Are they gay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So not to worry about anything. Jasmine.
Yes.
Okay. What? I don't have to worry about anyone trying to fuck you.
Yes, mother.
She said yes, you do have to worry.
Jasmine.
She said yes.
I'm mad.
You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. It's all good.
Well, yeah, but Jasmine, I'm mad as hell though, because I'm mad that you're having sex.
She's been doing that since she was probably 13.
What do you mean you're 18? Who gives a fuck?
She does now that she's 18.
Talk to Bam, I'm there.
Hold on, we have 5 more minutes.
All right, can we play this song?
Okay. We have to play
one more
song.
I gotta go, Jazz, but I love you, bitch.
All right,
see you this week.
Bye. What'd you just say?
I don't want the radio show to run late, like your daughter's period.
Wait, what'd you just say?
Are you done being in Loser Mom denial now?
Her period is next week.
She's changed the subject.
Her period is next week.
How do you know?
Her period is. Why do you got?
She just admitted it. Do you believe it now? Because
fuck off.
She told me, and that P Duck told me. Why would they both lie?
Fuck off.
Chat, what do I do about this?
Just fuck off, every one of you motherfuckers.
You just want to deny it.
I am furious because nobody wants to fucking believe their 18-year-old little girl is having fucking
well,
sex.
She's
with
doing
production.
It.
There's a fire burning.
With production, yeah. And it happened definitely more than once.
Chad, see?
I'm kidding. I'm a fucking sex addict. Me and Tiger Woods, and David Duchovny. Me, Tiger Woods, David Duchovny. Like, we all sit
Are
in the same room
addict?
Together. Dude, I'm an addict.
Is that we're gone?
A dick.
Wait a minute. I'm gone for like.
Sex addict.
Like 12 hours, I'm gone.
Like 12 hours straight. Like,
Chad, your house is getting trashed right now.
Why?
Wait.
Not by you, bitch.
Not by
Swagger.
Me.
Swagger. What? What's
oh,
with the chat,
I'm down to one.
No, there's one that I found over there.
Because you're smelling a fucking chimney.
Sitting on that,
ass
sitting on the table.
Yeah, because I got to deal with your pussy ass.
All right, so I made a new song yesterday.
Not my ass. You're
over top of Adele's beat. That,
I love Adele.
Yeah, well, I did a rap over top of
I really
that
do
beat.
Like her.
Well,
let's hear it.
What's up?
I don't have the chord.
Never mind.
What song from Adele?
The only one that
like
I would
you.
Ever know.
Song like you.
Is that what
Did
it's
you
called?
You rap to that?
I rapped over top of the beat, yeah.
I can't wait to hear it.
I know. I'm trying to play it. Well, can't you just play through that? Yeah. Like in rap, survival of the fittest. And y'all motherfuckers just be looking out of shape. Look. Everybody fucking with me. If I don't bring the heat, then everybody freeze. I'm trying to get a honey, I ain't working with the bees. I'm feeling like a hooker cause I'm working on my knees. But I'm something like the sun, it's something everybody needs. Working to the clouds, but I'm sitting in the trees. From a CD, itching like you got the fleas. Pimping with the pip, it's something everybody breathes. So my world is one big bang theory, energy clusters. And I'm whacked out of my gourd, I don't pretend to be nuts. And I ain't talking about deer, lend me some bucks. And I'm always center ice, I'm offensive as fuck. The hair fan faggots, apostles here. I want you to raise the roof with a colossal cheer. When you scream so loud, you're a tonsil's tear. As I breathe out the weed out my nostril air. Come on, fill it up, you read them, yeah, I that guy. Going pepper pan on them, cause I that fly. Going high every day down the I-95. Like Neo, I'm the one, YSY. I'm all charged up, capacitator. Like Nike, need a check, but I'll cash it later. Picture flash with the freeze, I'm too fast for haters. And with weed, I'm the teacher, good grades, passing papers. For real though, gotta ask, vibrating like a dildo. Want me to show you, do you, how you treat a real hoe? After steals, don't keep it kicking like a steel toe. Nah, I mean, your boy's slicker than Vaseline. Ain't talking trannies when I say that I drag your queen. Bouncing like a trampoline, ass flipping magazine. Do what I want, don't care, I'm real. Watch me roll a blunt like a chair with wheels. Holding out the diamond, but where is Neil? And I'm always spitting fire, prepare your shields. Flying on a track like it's Dragon Force. Display a perfect form, swag of course. To the back of Woody's in your hoodie, drag your corks. And I got two balls that I drag in court. More production, P-Duck, he that dude. Serving up rats for breakfast, he's fast food. Got a license to smoke, G-pass dude. And I stick with fine dimes, she's tattooed. I drop bombs, vodka and shit. And I ain't talking court when I'm copping the fit. Call out the doctor, your apostle is sick. And all 5 hits of acid I would possibly trip. And I rock the paint, know what I do to art. And I got more lines in an amusement park. Go find yourself, lose your smarts. I'll make you fall in love with me and then confuse your heart. So like a neck pill, yo, I'm ready to roll. And fuck the dictionary, screw whatever I'm told. Yo, I brought the heat and the weather is cold. And I'm a party every day and I'ma never get old. Motherfucker. Closing out Radio
I love
Bam.
You, girl.
Follow me at Production13 on Twitter. Yo.
Ooh.
Turn me up. Turn that beat up. What's up with this? Yo.
I'ma teach you what you missing. I'ma teach you, yo, just listen. I'ma teach you what you lacking. I'ma teach you, yo, start macking. I'ma teach you what you missing. I'ma teach you, yo, just listen. I'ma teach you what you lacking. I'ma teach you, yo, start macking. Roll up on a chick with some fast precision, revealing my tricks like the masked magician. Ash and missus, we had a laugh at Christmas and it ended with a little bit of bad kisses. Here's a game you're missing, you need your one. So grab a fat sack of some weed and blunts like banks. I'ma teach you what you need to stunt and have you talk before the weed even leaves your lungs. Keep stepping your step, don't look sloppy. Confidence is promising, don't get cocky. I pull mad honeys, we're rolling like Yahtzee. Couple Jager bombs on top of kamikaze. Captain's here, I'm the king of the club. So much fucking liquor that it's thin in my blood. I grab a beer in the rim, it's beginning to stud. And don't think that rum's the only thing that I chug. I start with 99, take one off the wall. Finish them all and have fun at the mall. Hit up a few broads, see if they wanna come ball. And I'm a drinker, I always got my tongue on a straw. I'm a pimp, but that goes without playing. You're acting like a clown, but who's around staying? You're acting like you're down, but who's around playing? You're living on the sound and I keep on laying. Ew, Radio Band Production 13 on Twitter. Do it, baby.
Ooh.
Radio Band.
That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.